WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on what has been a very busy Tuesday morning, but we have room for you throughout this hour at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Got a question on the app chat about if 50s night is still on for Thursday, considering the forecast. Just checked in with Scott Pemberton of the 50s night committee. And he says that as of right now, everything's a go for Thursday. He said maybe tomorrow there might be a little bit more clarity, but with 20% chance of rain, you know, even if it's going to be a cloudy. Here's the thing. If it's a cloudy night, if it's a cloudy afternoon and evening, you're probably better off that way. Obviously, we don't want it to rain, but if it's cloudy and overcast, that's better because it'll keep the heat down where it's supposed to be hot and humid for the next couple of days. So that might actually be beneficial if you're going to be out there walking around. Some years, 50s night is, you know, really hot and sweaty. And some nights it's got a nice cool breeze and overcast sky. So we will have some bottles of water down there at the WBSM table. Matt and Sierra will be down there to say hi to everybody. I'm not going to be there this year, but hopefully everybody has a great time. We will certainly have a great time playing all the music for you here on WBSM. We have 50s music from 3 to midnight. It's going to be all the hits of the 50s from 3 to 10. And then from 10 to midnight, it'll be backseat music, those slow songs. And it's all going to be the only commercials you're going to hear throughout that entire broadcast will be those who sponsored 50s night. So we've got a number of great sponsors who have made it so that we can. And by the way, when I say 50s night, I mean they're the ones sponsoring us being able to play this music. So there's a wonderful, wonderful person who sponsors 50s Night itself downtown. It's not a secret. There's a woman who gives $10,000 every year to help put on 50s Night. And she said she will continue to do that as long as she's around. So she is kind of this angel donator to make the downtown festivities happen. But we have to have some sponsors help us be able to play the music. And that's why we've got great sponsors like Pinnacle Auto, Cottage Street Motors, and Cardi's Furniture and Mattress, making it so that this Thursday we will be playing 50s music from 3 to midnight to get you ready for 50s night, to be your soundtrack as you're walking around 50s night, and then for many hours after you get home as well. 508-996-0500. We can talk about a number of things. The Fall River Fire, Linda Morad's announcement that she will not seek re-election, the Casa de Ciudad Library closing down, and Representative Cabral has gotten involved in this discussion now, asking the mayor to reconsider and the city council to fully fund the libraries. And there's also a story about an onset woman at Bally's in Tiverton that I'm going to get to. And a number of other things we can discuss, too. And don't forget, too, at 9 a.m., we've got that special deal for you. It's going to go on sale right at 9 a.m., and we've got a limited amount, so you're going to want to jump on it. $1,000 camp credit to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park, Cranberry Acres in Carver. If you're looking for a great staycation, this is the way to do it. You can spend time at Jellystone in Carver. There's water slides. There's all kinds of stuff that you can do there, and you are basically getting it half off. But again, very limited numbers available. Goes on sale right at 9 a.m. You're going to want to jump right at seizethedeal.com. Get on there about 8:55 and just keep hitting refresh. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Two things. When I noticed Donut Factory in Dartmouth is closed.
Yeah, they said that it will be closed. So I don't know if you heard the news last week, but
sorry to bother you. I know for him, but I didn't know what was going on. What happened?
You're aware that they're rebranding the business.
Oh, making a new name.
Yeah, so they're going to relaunch. They're going to close in September. So the Dartmouth one is already closed.
They were, in my opinion, Tim. I've been a couple of times. They were pricey.
Well, I think that maybe that's part of it, because I think there's been a lot of people who have said the same. So,
if you want good coffee, go to Java Shack. They're good.
But they're going to close down in September for a brief period, and then they're going to relaunch with a new name and a new location and new menu, new concept. So that'll be happening down the line. But Dartmouth is permanently closed.
I was really surprised they closed.
I think part of the problem is that's a tough spot. There's not a lot of parking.
Even my mom
people
said
don't
it's
see
like
it.
It's a tough intersection to pull in and out of there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, 50s night, are they still having it?
Yep. As of right now, everything's a go.
Oh, you're not going to be there this year? I'll come. You just couldn't make it.
I have another plan. A friend of mine from high school, we're going to a concert together.
Oh, what concert?
Cyndi Lauper.
Never heard. Oh, Fixfinity?
Yep.
All right, so what's the best place to park downtown?
For 50s night, I would say the Elm Street Garage is probably the best spot, because you'll be close by to everything, and then you'll be able to get in and out pretty easy, because it's past, you know, there's no cars on Elm Street over there, so you'll be able to get in and out pretty easy.
All right, so everything's going for 50s night.
It is, yep.
And I saw a donor fact, it's going to be called Fork Yeah.
Fork Yeah, yep.
I've never heard of a place like that.
Well, I don't know what the plan is, but it's definitely going to be something different.
Yeah, also, we were going to get a Pizza Hut, I thought, they were going to put a Pizza Hut in.
Yeah, Gazelle just came into my office yesterday and was talking about that. He said he's going to do a little bit digging into that this week to find out what's up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said, so I guess he went by and he saw that there's another business.
I know you're doing it on your
show. I don't want to keep you. No, it's fine. He said that he saw that there's another business that's going in there, so he wants to try to find out what the plan was with the Pizza Hut and why it didn't work out.
It's too bad, because Pizza Hut's really good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and this one was going to have those nostalgia 90s vibes. That's what they were going for, too, so.
Okay, so 59 is a go, basically. Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, thank you, Tim.
Have a good day.
Yep.
And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. Yeah, that Pizza Hut story is a little, I don't know what's going on there. I mean, it was, they had a sign up, then the sign went down. Gazelle had a story about it, and then I don't know, like, what changed. But he said he's going to start digging into that and find out, you know, what exactly is. He's been kind of out of the loop a bit, you know. They had the baby, and he was out for a little while with the baby, and then they were off last week for the holiday week. They do a best of week on the week after the 4th of July, so now he's just getting back into, and he's got a big list of stuff he's going to get to, and that's one of them. Trying to find out more about what's going on with that. So if he's able to find anything, he'll have a story about it, and we'll let you know. But I think a lot of people were hoping that was going to be, because if you remember what a 90s Pizza Hut was like. So when I was a kid, we didn't go to Pizza Hut. I don't think there was any really around us at the time, living in Randolph and then Plymouth. I don't think there was any around that I can remember. And then the first time I ever had it, we were in North Conway, New Hampshire. And we went there one night for dinner and we were like, wow, this is really good. And then when I was living in Plymouth, they opened one up in Kingston. And so we would go there and it was, you know, it was very good. Then when we moved to Wareham, of course, Fairhaven had a Pizza Hut. So we would come here, and then, you know, as Pizza Hut kind of fell by the wayside as a chain, they tried all kinds of things. They had the pizza buffet. They had all different kinds of pizzas that they were offering. And it just, you know, after a while, it wasn't the same. But I think and then, of course, we had the kind of express that they had in Dartmouth. That just wasn't the same to me. And then for a while, if you wanted a Pizza Hut, if you wanted a Pizza Hut pizza, you could get like a personal one at the Target in Wareham. They had like a little lunch counter that did Pizza Hut personal pizzas, but it still wasn't the same. And so what I was exciting about this is it was going to be like you walked into the place like it was in the 90s, you know, with the pizza buffet and the little light over the buffet. And, you know, I think people want those nostalgia vibes. That's why we've got these retro arcade bars opening up. You know, we have Play in New Bedford and Free Play just opened in Taunton a few months ago, and Rewind is coming to Wareham. People love those. They love that idea. And then, you know, you see a lot of posts online of folks nostalgic for what Wendy's used to look like when they had the little atrium in the front and the fake newspaper tables, and everything was yellow. Yellow and red was the whole color scheme. Like, people are nostalgic for that. And I think that there's, you know, probably some memories of it being, you know, people say, well, it tasted so much better than that. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But it was the vibe that you liked. And it's the nostalgia that you have for that time. And I think you'll see a lot of places kind of capitalizing on some of that nostalgia. Even if it's just a retro night now and then, even if it's just some sort of, you know, retro advertising campaign, but it works. It's why people love the Gen X Files. Nostalgia is a fun thing. And certainly now the 90s are making a comeback. Just like in the 90s, you know, people were all about the 70s. You know, the gap might be a little bit larger between now and in the 90s than it was between the 70s and the 90s, but that's all right. Doesn't matter. If you listen to the music, you know, like, listen to Fun 107. A lot of the music has some 90s vibes to it. And samples 90 songs. So it's definitely in the zeitgeist again. 508-996-0500. So the announcement that Councillor Morad will not seek re-election means that there will be an open seat, an open at-large seat in the council race this year. All the councillors are on the ballot. And I saw yesterday that Councillor Abreu announced that he's running again. We know Councillor Burgo is running again. I believe, trying to think of who else has formally said that they are running again. But as far as I know, everybody else is either already back in or is planning to be back in. So you'll have one open at-large seat. And this opens the door for someone to be able to step in. For people who say, oh, you know, the same people always get in. Well, this is going to be a new person. You know, unless a former counselor decides to run, you're going to get new blood in there. And when you look at the makeup of the council, you do have a lot of relatively new blood on the council. You will miss the veteran leadership of Councillor Morad. And again, what people feel about her, as being an outspoken person, as being someone who, you know, didn't hold back, as Chris plays the clips, she was very beneficial for a number of her colleagues and for most of her colleagues. So obviously, you're not going to get along with everybody. But, I mean, as Council President Burgo mentioned in the statement that he put out yesterday, they couldn't be more ideologically opposed, the two of them. But that didn't stop them from becoming friends, and her being a mentor to him and helping him navigate the process of becoming a counselor. And that's going to be something that will be missed. Hopefully other counselors will pick up that mantle and do the same. But, you know, I know people like to mock Councillor Morad for calling the council a family. But I think she really feels that way. I think she really feels that they are, you know, 11 people bound together by their desire to do the right thing for the people of New Bedford. And you might not think that what they do is the right thing, but I honestly think that most or all of the counselors that I've ever covered, that's exactly what they were thinking. Is what's best for the people of the city or the people of my ward? What would they want? And so if someone can enter into it with that kind of mindset and care about service, then you've got a great opportunity here. Because as I mentioned in the story, and it was not a knock, it was not intended to be a slight of Councillor Mora to mention that in the last election, she was the last place finisher in the at-large. She tied with Councillor Carney for the least votes in the at-large race. That's not a knock. Somebody has to finish last. And we're talking, you know, tied for fourth. Right? Is that how it works? If there's five, but the last two are tied, it's tied for fourth, not tied for fifth. Yeah. So all I'm saying with that is that it shows that that's the number of votes needed to get in. If you think you can convince 3,500 people to vote for you, you could be a city councilor at large. And certainly, you hope that more people show up to vote. Certainly, you hope that it is a bigger turnout. But as we know, council races don't typically bring out large crowds. And without the mayor being on the ballot this year, that's going to lessen interest. But maybe having an open seat will generate more. So if you want to run, Councillor Morad was considerate enough to make this announcement with plenty of time for somebody who wants to run to take out papers, get signatures, return them, have them be certified, plenty of time. You have until August 19th. All the information is in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have the news for you, and then we can take some calls. And stay tuned. Rise. We're living on the edge. Living on the edge. Living on the edge. And we've been living on the edge since that song came out 34 years ago or whatever it was. And we're still living on the edge now. So we are going to go into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you, 508-996-0500. Again, happy 35th anniversary to Paul and Al over there on WHJY. I know, Tim, you're breaking the rules talking about another radio show, especially another morning show that's on the same time as you. Hey, listen, people listen to what they want to listen to. I don't expect everybody in the world to stop listening to what they're listening to and tune into this show. And I love Paul and Al. They're great guys, and they have a great show, and I hope that they're on for another 35 years, although they probably hope that it doesn't last that long, but congratulations to them. Also, congratulations to Frank Santopadre. You may know him if you are a fan of the Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast, which myself and Taylor Cormier were very big fans of. Frank has after Gilbert passed, you know, a lot of people were saying to Frank, you should have your own podcast, and he's finally launching it today. Fun for All Ages with Frank Santopadre, and it starts off with an episode that is memorializing Gilbert, memorializing the Amazing Colossal podcast, but also moving into this new direction, which we'll talk about all things pop culture for kids from that grew up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. So that should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to listening to the first episode of that later on today. Fun for All Ages with Frank Santopadre and one of the truly nice guys out there in the entertainment business. Frank is. He's written for a lot of comedy shows and cartoon shows and things like that, and he's just a great guy. So give his podcast a listen. All right, we got to go to the news. When we come back, 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
Four astronauts scheduled to return home. Flooding continues in Texas and stamp prices on the rise.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
New Jersey's property taxes are far higher than the rest of the country. Kristen Marks reports.
Realtor.com looked at recent data and found that the median property tax bill in the Garden State is just over $9,400. That's nearly three times the median tax bill nationwide, which rose 2.8% from 2023 to 2024 and currently stands at $3,500. The rise is largely due to soaring home values and changes in local tax codes. The state with the second highest median property tax is New Hampshire at just over $7,700, followed by Connecticut, Washington, and New York.
Trash continues to pile up across California as garbage workers remain on strike while negotiating with Republic Services. It's also happening in Massachusetts, too. Republic Service workers also walked off the job in Southern California. Workers there are striking with unity with Boston workers as well. They want better pay and better health benefits. Even if agreements are reached, it could be a few days for workers to return to their jobs. Officials say more rescues were needed in central Texas after intense rain and flooding hit the area once again. It comes after the deadly 4th of July weekend, with floods killing at least 130 people in the region. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas says the water rescues were carried out on Sunday in three counties. Some communities were under evacuation orders. In Kerrville, they saw massive devastation in earlier flooding. Water has been rushing over city streets. The chance of storms is starting to decrease. The 2025 Emmy nominations will be announced today. This year's nominees will be released at 11:30 this morning from the Television Academy's Wolf Theater in Hollywood. Some of the top shows expected to receive nominations include The Bear, Andor, The White Lotus, and The Pitt. The 77th Emmy Awards will take place on September 14th. Comedian Nate Bargatze will host. It now costs a little bit more to mail a letter in the U.S. USPS prices on Sunday jumped from 73 cents to 78 cents. The price increase is part of the USPS's 10-year financial stability plan. Last year, the USPS said there would be five stamp price increases over the next few years. It also plans to raise prices in January and July of 2026 and 2027. Bitcoin is surging as the House prepares to take up crypto legislation this week. The price of one Bitcoin rose to $122,000 yesterday morning and later fell to around $119,700. Bitcoin has been setting new records over the past week.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good Tuesday morning. Waking up to some patchy fog and a couple showers here for the South Coast. Nothing too big or bad with the rain today. Just a few drips and drops this morning, and we will have a couple scattered showers really throughout the early afternoon. But then things clear out. Even the clouds start to part by the time we get into the late afternoon and early evening. Now, in terms of temperatures, we're starting out in the low 70s this morning. Pretty mild for this time of year. But by this afternoon, we're in the mid-80s, and that's just the beginning. We have a heat advisory that starts at 11 o'clock this morning. That's going to go all the way through Thursday evening, because temperatures and humidity will continue to go up as we move throughout the week. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
one you might have forgotten, but I didn't forget. Ugly Kid Joe. They were pretty awesome. And they're still around. I saw they released a cover version of Lola a couple years ago by the Kinks. Pretty faithful cover. And, you know, sometimes I don't understand that. Sometimes I'm like, why does a band make a cover song of a song if they're going to make it sound exactly like the original and not put their own stamp on it? But, you know, sometimes they want to pay homage to the bands that inspired them. And they want to have a faithful cover. So, and you know who's really good at that? Foo Fighters do some really excellent covers. Remember, they put out a whole disco album, too. But they put out some different covers over the years. They do a great job of Band on the Run. A great version of that. So, and there's a guy online, if you're a music fan, especially if you like some of the harder rock, and especially if you like some of the, you know, late 90s, early 2000s rock, you know, if you're a Deftones, Soulfly, like that era, you know, System of a Down, if that's your kind of stuff, there's a guy you got to find. His name's Mac Glocky. And people send him, he can do so many different singer voices and styles, and he can play instruments in so many different styles. And so people send him these requests, and they say, you know, do Everlong, but if it was the Smashing Pumpkins. And so he reworks the song to make it sound like a Smashing Pumpkins song, and then he does the singing and he plays the music, and it's really incredible the stuff that he's able to do. Mac Glocky. I think it's M-A-C and then G-A-L-O-C-K-Y. Mac Glocky. And I watch all of his videos. Even if it's bands that I don't know necessarily, I kind of can get a sense from the style. And I still check him out anyway. So again, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in the time that we have left. Don't forget, we have that big deal going on sale at 9 a.m. for the Jellystone Park Cranberry Acres out in Carver. It's $1,000 in camp credit for $500, and it's very limited supply, so you want to jump on that right at 8 a.m. or right at 9 a.m. That's why I say get there at 8:55, seizethedeal.com. But there's another story I wanted to bring up this morning. Of course, any of the stuff we've been discussing all morning is on the table, but this story was, this is one that, you know, I think, if not for all the news with the Fall River fire and all that, more people would be responding about this story. So a woman from Onset, you know, Onset, part of Wareham, she's been charged with child neglect after Tiverton police say she left her infant and her dog in a car while she was gambling inside the Bally's Casino in Tiverton. This happened Saturday morning at 7 a.m. And just ABC6 has it as 7 p.m., but I saw the police report. It was 7 a.m., according to the police report. Tiverton police received a call of an unattended infant in a vehicle in the casino's parking garage at 7 a.m. this past Saturday. The officers and security personnel located the unlocked Toyota in the upper level of the facility's parking garage. They found a 15-month-old child asleep in the car along with a small dog. They checked the vehicle's registration, and it came back as Elise Bush, 35, of Onset, and then they found her inside the casino playing a slot machine. They took a look at the security footage, and apparently she had been in the casino gambling for over 30 minutes. So she was arrested and charged with cruelty to or neglect of a child, and the infant was transported to Hasbro Children's Hospital for evaluation. They notified DCYF in Rhode Island and in Massachusetts, and the infant was later released to a family member. And the dog got taken to a local shelter, and I think someone came and picked up the dog as well. So Bush was arraigned and released on $3,000 bail and will appear in Newport District Court July 17th. And police say the investigation into the incident remains active. But imagine leaving your kid in the car, in an unlocked car at that, while you're going in to gamble. I mean, I think obviously this woman has some issues. I don't know her, but it sounds like she has some issues. You know, maybe she thought the dog would protect the kid. I don't know. But then you still left the car unlocked. I think she either didn't remember she had them in the back seat or just didn't care. And 7 a.m. on Saturday, at least it wasn't, you know, oppressively hot, but did she put the windows down? Because as we know, and we've seen too many sad stories like this, you know, leaving a child in the car in hot weather, or even a dog, can result in death. So I hope she at least cracked the window. But again, unlocked? Does your car not lock? And anybody that's had a 15-month-old child, you know that 30 minutes is a long time to leave that child alone. Now, I don't know what the rules are for bringing a baby into a casino. I know you've got to be, you know, 21 to walk in and gamble, but I you know, there's a difference between a 5-year-old trying to walk in and carrying an infant. I guess 15 months is a little bit bigger. But could you not wait until you had a babysitter? Could you not find someone else to watch the child, or just don't gamble? I got a feeling that there was probably, you know, more to this story in terms of her mental state at the time. Again, I don't know it for sure, but it certainly feels like it. Are you looking for a new spot to kick back and unwind? Well, Ryan Sports Pub, the good times there never stop. You can groove to live music inside or on the patio, show off your talent at karaoke night, and challenge friends at one of their 6 pool tables. From mouthwatering food to perfectly crafted cocktails, they've got it all. Follow them on Facebook at Ryan's Pub NB for upcoming events and weekly specials. They open at 11 a.m. daily. Ryan Sports Pub, 500 Hathaway Road, New Bedford. That's inside the Whaler Inn and Suites. I've been in there. It's a really cool kind of, you know, typical pub that you'd see. It's almost like an English pub type style. And it's, you know, nice on the dark side on a nice hot day. It's a little bit on the cooler side inside. The lights are a little bit low. You can actually see the pool table while you're playing pool. It's just a nice place to go and have a couple of drinks, have some food. Check it out. Ryan Sports Pub, 500 Hathaway Road, New Bedford, inside the Whaler Inn and Suites. All right, I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. Welcome back in. A little Soul Asylum there. You know, hear a little bit more than just what we get in the bumper. So we have a new contest up at WBSM.com on the WBSM app for you. If you are a fan of Linkin Park, you are aware that, of course, Chester Bennington passed away a few years ago. But they have a new singer. I believe her name is Emily Armstrong, and now they're out hitting the road, and they're going to be doing 2 shows at TD Garden in Boston, Thursday, July 31st, and Friday, August 1st. If I have those dates right. I know it's the 31st and the 1st. Yes, that's... And we've got all this week, we're giving away tickets to the July 31st show. Next week, we'll be giving away tickets to the August 1st show. But your chance to enter to win tickets to see Linkin Park for free at TD Garden at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. It is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and when they're having their big summer tasting this Saturday from 1 to 4. So I know they're going to have all kinds of vendors there, over 10 different vendors. One of them is Plymouth Bay Winery, because Stephanie's going to be over there. I think she's going to be doing some tarot readings, too, if people are interested. But also, you know, she'll be pouring the wines and letting you sample them. And they're going to have all kinds of other great stuff, too. So I'm bringing a friend to the airport super early in the morning, like literally picking her up at 3:30 in the morning to get her to Logan on time for a flight. But then I'll go home and catch a few hours nap and then pop on over to Stevie's for that tasting. But that's happening this Saturday from 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. 508-996-0500. We have a few moments remaining in the program. If you want to call in and chime in, this Thursday we'll have another discussion for our celebration of Cape Verdean Heritage Month. This is the 50th anniversary of Cape Verdean independence from Portugal, and we are shining a spotlight all month long on the history, culture, and people of Cape Verde. So every Thursday, I'm having conversations with Cape Verdean leaders in the community, and we discuss everything from music and dance to politics and education. And last week's episode was just amazing. Talking with Ron Barboza, I could have talked to him forever. And in fact, I actually had somebody that said, you know, for the rest of the month, just replay that every Thursday. But we don't need to do that. You can catch it anytime on the podcast. Cape Verdean Heritage Month on WBSM, brought to you by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses and Price Right. So we'll have another discussion for you on Thursday, and we'll learn more about the Cape Verdean community and how it really is, you know, in the DNA of the South Coast community. And part of that is, you know, the Cape Verdean population, as well as the Portuguese population, are big users of the Casa da Cidade Library, and now they're talking about closing it down. The mayor's talking about closing it down because of the city council's budget cuts. Did you know that it's the only Portuguese library in the United States? The only. Not the biggest. Not the, you know, most number of books. The only. So that's why State Representative Tony Cabral is asking for the council and the mayor to figure this out and keep it open. Thursday night, the council will hear the budget, the supplemental budget items from the mayor and try to put some funding back for items, but we'll see what gets restored. All right, let me take this final break. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. Hey, it's time to get on over to seizethedeal.com because that deal is going live in just moments. $1,000 camp credit to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park, Cranberry Acres in Carver. So if you want to camp at this awesome facility that has water slides and all kinds of stuff to do, then you want to get over to seizethedeal.com right now. There's only a limited amount.